All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, there's all of these things that I don't understand about our government, about our country. And you know, I know there are people who always say to me, you're always talking about our nation and all of these kind of things. But I understand that we live in a free society, supposedly. And I know that everything's not right in our country and that we should be willing to challenge her to be a better place. But here's another one of the issues that I don't understand. And maybe you in the audience can explain it to me. You know there's a shortage of blood donors, Sam. It's at one of the worst points in our history. And I'm a blood donor. But why is it, knowing that there's a shortage of blood donors in the society, that we discriminate against some blood donors?
You just hit a chord that I have been very angry about. I don't know if you watch Grey's Anatomy, Earl.
No.
They just ended their season. It's like probably 15 to 18 seasons at this point, but they just hit on that exact issue of why specifically one of their gay nurses cannot donate blood in this severe, severe blood shortage. Yeah. And it's a great question.
It shouldn't be a great question. It is foolish.
Mm-hmm.
When people are dying and need blood, you know, to say that gay people's blood, we are not going to take. Now here's. Maybe somebody in the audience can explain it to me, because I just don't get it. I really don't get it. Are they afraid that what's in gay people's blood is somehow going to make somebody else gay? I mean, what other reason can it be?
Like, I get it goes back to the AIDS and everything, but that's not relevant anymore. That's not relevant, and everyone knows that. Like, everyone knows that.
Well, so my thing is, if you need blood for survival, and heterosexuals aren't giving blood, well, what is the other option?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
I mean, if there are people who are willing to give blood, and you know that you can't get it anywhere else.
And it's good, clean blood.
Well, you know, excuse me. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's, again, Republicans who won't allow that to happen. Close to two dozen Senate Democrats have called on the Food and Drug Administration to provide an update on its efforts to change what they refer to as discriminatory blood donor deferral policies for gay men. In a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Bacara and Food and Drug Administrator Commissioner Robert Califf, Senate Democrats have asked them to act on the most up-to-date science and update its blood donation policies amid the first ever declared national blood shortage. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin, Christian Gillibrand, and Elizabeth Warren, along with 23 of their colleagues, have signed the letter and said that it would be a long overdue step that would dramatically increase the eligible donor base. They further wrote that while they note and applaud the agency's responsiveness in the early days of the pandemic, when the FDA shortened a deferral period for men who have sex with men from 12 months down to 3 months, it is critical that the FDA take further action. For nearly 40 years, sexually active MSM have not been allowed to donate blood. This much change, the letter reads. If you are in a position where, you know, blood is, if you don't get blood, that your life, you know, that your life is in jeopardy, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people stepping up and saying, hey, I want to donate my blood. I just, for the life of me, Sam, don't get that. I don't understand it. And I know there are people in this audience who are listening who may, you know, agree with the fact that we don't want to risk things with gay men, you know, giving blood or donating blood. Again, the worst time in the history of the nation, blood shortage. You need to let that go. That needs to, you need to get beyond that. But we just continue in this country and in this society. We can't get past things that just don't make sense to me. You have to get to a point where, you know, bigotry, and yes, there are people who are bigoted against gay people. You're seeing it all the time, especially right now with those on the right, conservatives. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Up first is Jackie from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jackie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome. Hey, I just have to comment on giving blood because I have Lyme disease, and it used to be that they wouldn't take people with Lyme disease. And I asked where people were donating blood to the Red Cross. They said, oh, sure, we'll take you if you have Lyme. And I said, would you take me if I have mycoplasma? Because there's many co-infections with Lyme. They didn't know, so they made a call. And they were told, oh, no, you can't take a person with mycoplasma. Well, many people with Lyme have mycoplasma. They might not even know it. If they weren't tested for it, they wouldn't know it. But yet they're refusing good blood? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know the reason they're refusing it. You know,
well,
clearly they're refusing it because of their homophilia.
Right.
And the fact that they're saying, well, these people are different. And maybe their blood is, you know, maybe it's not red. Maybe it doesn't have hemoglobin in it like the rest of ours. They're different.
Right.
You know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is crazy. But it's, again, part of what I can't come to grips with and never will in this country. The fact that we have people who just won't open their minds. And just don't understand. These aren't just people who aren't educated. They're people who are highly educated who have these feelings and these ideas who just can't get past the fact that people are different. But when it comes,
people shouldn't be the decision makers.
No, and that's it. Because this, again, is a political decision. And unfortunately, we see again, it's those folk on the right who for whatever reason, we're talking about their people on the right, but all these people are really wrong people, wrong-headed people. And yeah, well, thank you very much for the call. We got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.